It was a long time before any of us spoke. Maybe we should have let Sari girl do the talking.
I'm sorry.
Damn Africans, you always think you so smart, but you ignorant.
I stood and walked up to the fence. I held on to the chain link and stared through it, down the hill and over the fields. Down there, the two farmers were still working, the one driving the tractor and the other tying up the gates. Yvette came and stood beside me.
What we gonna do now, Bug? No way we can stay here. Let's just walk, okay?
I shook my head.
What about those men down there?
You think they gonna stop us?
I gripped on tighter to the wire.
I don't know, Yvette. I am scared.
What you scared of, Bug? Maybe they just leave us be. Unless you planning on calling them names too, like you done that taxi man?
I smiled and shook my head.
Well, all right then. Don't be afraid. Me come with you any road. Keep a check on them monkey manners you got.
Yvette turned to the girl with the documents.
What about you, Lil Miss No Name? You coming with?
The girl looked back at the detention center.
Why they didn't give us more help? Why they didn't send our caseworkers to meet us?
Well, 'cause they did not elect to do that, darling. So what you gonna do? You gonna go back in there, ask him for a car and a boyfriend and maybe some nice jewelry?
The girl shook her head. Yvette smiled.
Bless you, darling. And now for you, sorry girl. Me gonna make this easy for you. You come with us, darling. If you agree, say nothing.
The girl with the sari blinked at her and tilted her head to one side.
Good. We all in, Lil Bug. We all walking out of this place.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.